One of many federal agencies facing cuts by the Trump administration's Department of Government Efficiency is the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA. Scientists say that will threaten Americans' safety, especially in states with extreme weather events, including Montana. NOAA employees are bracing for expected staffing cuts of up to 20%, or more than 1,000 jobs. Among other roles, NOAA's National Weather Service provides open-source weather data that the majority of U.S. forecasters use, including for warnings and advisories. Bernadette Woods-Plackey is the chief meteorologist with Climate Central.
Because of NOAA data, we know when to evacuate ahead of storms, fires. We know when not to evacuate, which is also really critical because that saves a lot of money and a lot of time.
Other conditions NOAA data helps Montanans understand include avalanches, floods, high winds, air quality, red flag warnings, and extreme heat. Woods-Plackey adds that beyond short-term predictions, NOAA data helps farmers understand what to plant and when to harvest, especially as crop hardiness zones shift due to climate change. NOAA's data on storm events and climate changes dates back to 1950 and goes beyond U.S. borders. Woods-Plackey says unstable governments can interrupt data gathering.
When you get that gap in the data, it invalidates the long-term data set. You can't carry it with the same weight to tease out longer-term trends, to keep people safe and prepared on longer-term shifts that we're seeing.
She adds that global groups use NOAA's data, including the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change and the United Nations. Some argue that services NOAA offers can instead be privatized, but David Dixon with Covering Climate Now says that sentiment shows a misunderstanding.
To argue against NOAA not being useful because we have private companies offering weather apps would be to argue against farmers because we have grocery stores. It really does fund the invisible backbone of virtually everything we consume.
I'm Kathleen Sham with Big Sky Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.